Coaches film before a studio audience.
That's it, Christy. I can't believe how nervous I am to be meeting your father.
You wouldn't be if you hadn't been avoiding him for the past 6 years. Now just relax. Everything is going to be fine.
Oh, on my armpits. Oh,
they're fine. Hello, we're here.
Christine!
Oh, hello.
Hey there, Mr. Armstrong. I gotta tell you what a privilege and a pleasure it is to meet you after all these years. And may I say, sir, what a lovely, lovely home you have. And what a lovely, lovely daughter.
Hayden, this is Robert. He's our houseman.
You what?
I work for the Armstrong.
This is Hayden.
I'm not a boob, Bob. I'm just nervous.
Big fella, oh. Come to steal our baby.
Dad, this is Hayden. Hayden, this is my father.
James Armstrong.
Hayden Fox.
Robert Coates.
May I say what a privilege and pleasure it is to meet you, sir, and what a lovely, lovely home you have here, and what a great job Robert's doing keeping it up. Hey, thanks, Bobby. Mildred, how are you doing?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Well, maybe if you were a senator or a lawyer.
Yes, sir. In less than 24 hours, we will have finally experienced that moment which every parent dreams would have come 20 or 30 years earlier.
We're looking forward to it, too.
Oh, well, I'll tell you one thing I am looking forward to. Hearing you and Hayden recite the vows you've written. Ooh, I find that very romantic.
Well, getting married is a big step for both of us, and we want everyone to hear and know how we feel in our own words. Isn't that right, Hayden?
Anything you say, huh?
I'm very impressed, Hayden. Writing wedding vows is something that a lot of men would not be comfortable doing.
Well, Christine keeps saying it's one of the reasons she fell in love with me, because I have this wonderful feminine side. I mean, I really have a pretty good masculine side, too. It's just that the longer I've known her, the smaller it gets.
Plane landed an hour ago. I don't know why they're not here.
Maybe we ought to start the rehearsal without them. I mean, we have got dinner reservations.
Christine, do you have any idea how you want to do this?
I know exactly how I want to do this. I want to do it the way my mother, my grandmother, and my great-grandmother did it.
You're not pregnant, are you?
Man, I hope that's them.
Hey, Annie,
oh,
Kelly!
Dad.
Hey, babe!
Well, this
hey,
is Luke.
Sheesh, Christine, you're rich.
Mom, I know that you know everybody, but Dad, Father Engler, this is Dauber Dubinsky, Luther Van Dam.
How do? You never say anything about being rich. Think you'll inherit this?
And this is Kelly. Look, everybody, I know you just got here, but it would really be helpful if we could go through this rehearsal just once before dinner.
Of course.
So, when we go through it this time, maybe it would be helpful for you two to recite your vows.
Oh, we could do that.
No, that's not really a good idea. I kind of wanted mine to be a surprise.
Are you sure? It might be smart to say them out loud once so you won't be nervous tomorrow.
Well, no, see, I really don't want to say them right now, okay? I mean, look, I've worked a long time on them, and I kind of want to save them until the ceremony, you know, when everybody's on the verge of tears. You want to help me out here, Father?
Okay.
Hayden, will you take Luther into the library and show him what he has to do?
Sure.
And Kelly, you come upstairs with Daddy and me.
How you doing?
Not good.
Me either. You're not going to believe this, but I think I forgot to pack my underwear.
What?
I'm not even sure I'm wearing any now.
I want to talk about your underwear. I got my own problems.
What's wrong?
I haven't written my vows.
What?
Well, when are you going to write them?
Well, I was going to do it after that stupid dinner tonight, but every time I try, my mind just goes blank, Luther. I mean, here I am marrying the most incredible girl in the whole world, and I've got nothing to say to her. I'm a dead man, Luther.
Well, that was a great dinner. I could have eaten all night. Wish not. I brought my elastic pants.
Well, this is where we get off.
Good night, Luther.
Night.
Good night, Albert.
Oh, good night, and hey, thanks again for dinner, Coach.
Hey, don't anybody come in without knocking. I forgot my pajamas, and I don't think I'm wearing underwear.
You don't have a barn I could sleep in, do you?
Sorry. Oh, night.
Honey. Do you really think we should sleep in your old room? I don't want to upset your father.
Nonsense, Hayden. I want you in my room. Do you know that you are the first boy who has ever been allowed in my room?
You're kidding.
I was a St. Mary's girl. St. Mary's girls weren't allowed to have boys in their room. We weren't allowed to have boys in our minds. Do you want to see my old class picture? I'm in the back row.
Geez, you look like a nun.
That is a nun. I'm on the left.
How come you're frowning?
I thought at any moment I could burn in hell. Back then, this room was like a sanctuary for me. I used to come up here and lock the door and wonder what kind of life Christine Armstrong would have. Would I be a doctor like my father, a teacher like my mother, an astronaut like my cousin Neil?
Sound like a pretty serious little girl.
Oh, not really. Most of the time I was up here thinking about boys and makeup and Elvis. Come here. Come sit beside me. See that house across the way? That is where my best friend, Mary Louise Franklin, lived. Her parents weren't as strict as mine. She could have boys in her room. We had this little signal. Whenever she had a boy over, she would flick the lights on and off. It used to make me nuts with jealousy. There were weekends when it looked like a light show over there. Oh, I just love your being here, being able to see all of this.
Hearing all this history makes it seem real special. We're getting married in this house, Christine.
You know, it's funny with us writing our own vows. I think the reason mine came so easily to me was because I started writing them years ago in this room, in my head. I used to dream about the man I would marry and the kinds of things I would say to him, and they just came pouring out. Mm.
Mine did too.
In all my dreams, I never thought I would marry a man as wonderful, as handsome, as successful, and incredibly sexy as you are.
Well, you're tired. I better get going.
I want to make love.
Really? After that big meal?
I'm feeling very romantic. Aren't you?
Well, no. Yeah, well, kind of. Not really, honey. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's being in your parents' house, you know, in your room, and oh, the nun in the picture. I don't know. A lot of things. I just kind of feel like I'd really like to go downstairs and read a book.
Okay. I'm not going to force you. But if you change your mind, you know where you can find me.
Okay. See you later. What the hell am I talking about?
Jeez, Luther, if you're gonna watch TV, at least get under the covers.
Dearest Christine. Well, that'll move her to tears. You got a smile so bright, you could have been a candle. I'm so dumb, he should hit me with a sandal. Come on, Hayden, think! I'm trying to put words into my head. I haven't written my damn vows yet.
You haven't? I thought you wrote those months ago.
No, I bought the pen months ago.
Christine's had her vows for...
ever. It's because she's perfect. I'm obviously far from it.
Dad, I know you love Christine. Just write what you feel.
I feel stupid and inadequate. Kelly, you have no idea how much I wanted to write something that would knock her out. Something from my soul.
Maybe you're putting too much pressure on yourself. Dad, it doesn't have to be perfect. You know, when I lived with Mom, there was a long time when you and I never saw each other, but you always sent me a birthday card. It was usually one of those pop-up things with a clown or a monkey. You always managed to squeeze a few words of your own at the bottom. They weren't flashy or always spelled correctly. They were heartfelt, and they were yours. And to me, they were beautiful.
You mean that? Could any of them apply here?
Hey, congratulations. This has been a long time coming, and I know you and Christine are going to be great together.
It's a great day, Mrs. Armstrong.
Oh, yes, it is, Dauber. Christine finally got her perfect wedding after all.
God, please don't let me mess up today.
Don't worry, I'm with you.
That's where I did it.
How you feeling?
This has got to be the most awful thing that ever happened to any bride. And I just wanted it to be so perfect.
Well, you can forget that.
What are we going to do?
As soon as your leg gets better, we'll get married. We'll do it in a one-story house. We do it on Valentine's Day. I mean, it's not a great holiday, but I know you like it.
Hayden, can I have a hug?
Is there anything I can do for you?
I would really love to hear our vows.
Here?
I was all ready today. I can't keep them inside.
Well, okay. You go first.
Hayden. I look at you and I see a man I could never have imagined I'd fall in love with. And yet I have. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. You say that I have taught you so many things. But you have taught me more about how to live life than I could ever have discovered on my own. And I will love you forever. Oh, it's going to be so nice. Now let me hear yours.
I know mine by heart, too. My dearest Christy, they say that when two people get married, they become one. That the two halves join together and form a whole. The only problem was that when I met you, Christine, I was an eighth. I was a pig-headed, selfish jock. But you stuck by me and you taught me about feelings and openness and caring. And before long, I was a fourth. And now, today, many years later, I stand at this altar. And I want to thank you, Christine. I want to thank you for making me half a person.
I don't think I've ever heard anything more beautiful in my life.
I think mine were a little bit longer than yours, too.